From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. For a third day in a row, anti-Iranian government protesters took to the streets and were met with counter-protests in the capital of Tehran. The protests occurred as Iranian authorities issued another warning Saturday against illegal gatherings. Protesters say they are fed up with the country's stagnant economy, which includes a 12.4% unemployment rate and rampant inflation. U.S. President Donald Trump continues to condemn the arrests of peaceful protesters through Twitter. Using excerpts from a speech he delivered to the United Nations General Assembly in September, Trump criticized the Iranian government, charging it has long oppressed the Iranian people. Thousands have participated in protests across Iran, which began Thursday. Hundreds of thousands of law enforcement, military, and security officials will be deployed in cities around the world to keep New Year's Eve revelers safe as they gather to welcome 2018. In the United States, New York City officials announced they will use two-step screening, snipers, street closures, and specially trained dogs to secure Times Square, as an estimated 2 million people gather to watch the annual ball drop at midnight. A suspect is in custody for Wednesday's bomb blast in St. Petersburg. Russian news outlet Interfax is reporting the organizer and direct perpetrator of the blast in St. Petersburg was arrested during a special operation by the FSB. Wednesday's blast from a homemade bomb injured at least 13 people. Militant group Islamic State claimed responsibility. Russian President Vladimir Putin called the attack an act of terrorism. From Washington, this is VOA News.